The deaths of the two postal workers and the failure to test and treat others who may have been exposed to anthrax spores prompted harsh questioning today for top health officials who were called before congressional committees. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The questioning was especially pointed at a Senate Health Subcommittee hearing this morning, which was held in the basement of the Capitol because the panel's normal meeting place was still being inspected for traces of anthrax spores. The chairman, Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, said he had deep concerns about how the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, had handled the exposure of workers at the Washington Postal Facility that processes all congressional mail.
Of course, there are things we haven't been up against before, but we'd hope that CDC would have had some kind of a plan that they could have used to trace back, to use the epidemiologists, to ensure that we would trace everything back and make sure that everything was covered.
There to defend the CDC's actions was the Public Health Monitoring Facility's director, Jeffrey Copeland. He said authorities had been reasonable to assume that anthrax spores were only being released after pieces of mail had been opened.
We had had no cases of inhalation anthrax in a mail sorting facility, and there was no reason to think, based on everything we had seen so far, that this was a possibility, because open mail had been the relationship between these cases, and mail was not being opened in these facilities.
But Copeland admitted that knowing what he knows now, he surely would have taken a different course of action at the postal facility rather than assuming the workers were protected.
But what's very disturbing about this to all of us is that it's apparently closed envelopes can potentially transmit as well. And we don't know whether that is out of open flaps in the envelope, whether it's potentially can pass through the envelope. Don't know.
And Copeland said the fact that it was postal workers who were affected had nothing to do with treating some workers better than others.
Let me reassure you and say absolutely that we use the same standards, we use the same approach, and we try to be as diligent, as quick, and as thorough no matter where or to whom these cases appear or where the threat is.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray pressed Copeland to explain a misdiagnosis of one of the postal workers who died here.
How could it possibly be that someone showed up at a healthcare professional's office and was turned away, sent home, who may have been exposed to anthrax and subsequently died? How do you get information out there? Where was the hole?
Copeland explained that the symptoms of anthrax infection are very similar to those of the common flu.
When doctors or health professionals see people, it isn't always obvious what that is. And unfortunately, in the early stages of inhalation anthrax, it can look like any one of a number of things that people see hundreds of cases of every day. And, it's, again, easy for me sitting here thinking that I might have been, I might have thought, well, maybe it's anthrax. I probably wouldn't have.
And Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson, testifying at a separate House hearing today, took a similar defensive stance.
We have good science, but it is also, ladies and gentlemen, an evolving science. Remember, we have never had cases of anthrax attacks in this manner before. It is a new challenge that we are all facing as a country. We also need to get ahead of the science. We will be even more, gentlemen, aggressive in securing the safety of our postal workers who may have been exposed to a tainted letter.
Both Thompson and CDC Director Copeland promised that public health procedures will also evolve to meet the anthrax threat. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.